We continue our learning Le'ilin Ishmael Stavi Ben Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov and Pirchas Leo. We are in Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. The pasuk says, "Samachto l'fnei Hashem Elokecha," and we have a principle from Psachim Kuftes that ain simcha ele b'basar. So the word v'samachto we assume means that we're going to be satiated from meat, and that's how we that's how we rejoice on the Yom Tov. So we mentioned already shalvei simcha. The shalvei simcha are brought. If there's not enough meat for a person's household from the basar shlamim of the shalmei chagiga, which is an obligatory carbon, so we bring shalmei simcha as well. And the Mishnah here tells us what animals, what carbonas can be used to fulfill this mitzvah of simcha. Yisrael yotzim yidei chovasan binidorim unidavos. So here it says like this, if you're a non-Kohen, so you can fulfill the obligation of eating meat from a Nedarim and Nedavos. So it doesn't have to be just from the Shalmei Chagiga. I can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with basar from the Nedarim and Nedavos, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, where I made a Neder and a Dover a couple of months ago, and now I'm bringing those animals, to the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, this is not a Karban Ola. I'm not going to fulfill my mitzvah of Simcha with a Karban Ola, because I can't eat from it. If I made a vow offering, a nedava, and I pledge that during the year, and that's I'm going to bring shlamim, so then of course you're going to eat part will go on the mizbeach, part will be eaten by the baal. So then, so that's the one can fulfill the mitzvah of shalmei simcha that way. Uve maser behema, same thing. A person has to give every tenth animal of cattle and sheep, and that's brought as a carbon maser behema. So too, a person can fulfill the mitzvah of simcha if you don't have enough of the shalmei chagiga, the obligatory carbonos, so of the chag itself, so maser behema will do if you had to bring it anyway to the Beis HaMikdash. V'ha-kohanim, and the kohanim have more options. B'chatos uva-shamos. The kohanim also, they can fulfill their obligation with the carbon chatos. Carbon chatos is eaten, as it says in Ezu Mekoman in the fifth parak of Zvachim, lezichrei kahuna. The kohanim who are males are able to eat, but not in Israel. Or carbon ashim, the same thing, are eaten by kohanim. So here, they're eating meat anyway. So they can fulfill. There's not enough meat in their shalmei chagiga. The kohanim, if they're eating parts of the meat of people's korban chata, sin offering or guilt offering, that also fulfills the mitzvah of simcha for them. Uve bechor, and the bechor is also a firstborn animal, has to be given to a kohen. It's that as a korban. So that's the kohen can fulfill the mitzvah of simcha with meat from the bechor as well. Uve chazav ashok, that's true as well. The meat of the shlamim is eaten by the owner, but the chazav, the breast and the thigh, are given to the kohanim as a portion. Hamuram lehem kayotzevahem, as we say in the fifth parak of Zvachim. That which is lifted up from them, from the carbon of shlomim, those are given to the kohenim. So that includes the chazeh and the shok. So too, the Kohen could fulfill this mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha through the meat from the Chazav Ishok of Yisrael's Karban Shlom. Avalo ba'ofos v'lo b'menachos. But a Kohen cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha by eating the meat of poultry, of birds, or menachos, or having flower offerings. That doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? Because the Pasuk says, v'samachta b'chagecha, and b'chagecha is understood as the Karban Chagiga. And just like the Karban Chagiga has to be from an animal, So too, the mitzvah of simcha in general can only be fulfilled through that which could be used as the carbon chagiga, which is an animal, as opposed to ofos or menachos. Now, how do I know that the carbon chagiga can only be brought from animals and cannot be brought from birds or from flour? That's based on the pasuk v'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker, speaking about leaving over. You shouldn't leave over the chelev of the carbon chagiga until the morning. What's chelev chagi? Chelev is the fat, is forbidden fat, which you chayv kares if you eat. That's in a behema. So a person could only fulfill his mitzvah with something, with chagi, or with something that has chelev in it. And obviously is a behema and not oaf and not menachos, not flower offerings. Perek Aleph Mishnah. Hey, misha yesh lo ochlim merubim unachasim muatim. Person has a lot of people to eat, a lot of family, a large family to feed. But nachasim muatim, a few possessions, which means he's not a rich person. So how should, when he brings, this person brings his karbanos on a chag, so how should he divide up how many karbanos olo he wants to bring versus karbanos shlamim? So here the Mishnah says, maybe shlamim merubim, the olos muatos. You should bring more shlamim and fewer olos. Obviously, because you have family to feed, and they can only eat from shalmei chagiga, of course. So bring more shalmei chagiga for your people, And then, yeah, obviously, if you don't have any chulin to add on for Shalmei Simcha, so then you'll bring Shalmei Chagiga for the people of your family. And a person can bring also from most Maser Sheni, if you don't have any chulin money to bring extra animals, so you can use Maser Sheni, the Gemara says, for people like this who are poor, as we learn according to Beis Hillel, Mishnah Gimel. But va'olos muatos, olas re'ia, let him minimize the olos re'ia. So here, it may not only mean in terms of number, just in terms of the amount of money that you spend on it, because it may depend on the size of the animal. The larger the animal, obviously the more money it's going to cost. So you have to calculate how much money you have and how much you're able to spend on the different on the size of the animal. Let's say so maybe it should be olos muatos, fewer olos, or maybe a smaller ola versus a larger shalmei chagiga or many shalmei chagiga. So that's what it means. You have nechasim. This is the first category of people. Person who's not wealthy and he's a lot of people in the family. Many shlamim and fewer olos. Nechasim. Let's say you have a lot of money, person is very wealthy, but there are very few people in the family you have to feed. So for such a person, maybe olos merubos ushlamim muatim. Bring a lot of olos, fulfill the mitzvah. After all, ish kemat nas yodo, you want to bring as karbonos to Hashem, so bring a nicer karbonos and many karbonos olos, and they'll be burnt on the mizbeach. Shlomim, you don't need that much. Why? Because you don't need the food anyway. So you'll feed your family with one shalmei and one shlamei chagiga, with a few of shalmei chagiga. What about zevizeh muat? Let's say in this category where few people in the family, but also you don't have that much money, al zeh ne'amar, that's the shiur, the minimum amount we had in Mishnah Beis. Ma'a kesef u'shtei kesef. Remember the Mishnah said, ha'ri'ya is ma'a kesef and chagiga shtei kesef. So there is telling me the minimum amount. The minimum amount will take care of the person. You're not going to spend more money because you don't have more money. And you don't need to try now to divide up, I'll spend this amount because I have more people in the family. You don't need that. So you should give the minimum amount, ri'ya ma'a kesef and chagiga shtei kesef. We mentioned that was the machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Zevizem rubim. Let's say a person has a large family, but also nechasim merubim, al zeh ne'amar. So that's what the Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh. Ish kimatanas yado, kibrakas Hashem Elokecha, asher nasalach. A person should give according to the gift of his hand, what Hashem has given in his hand, like the blessing Hashem has given you. You have a great blessing and many people, so bring a lot of shlamim, because you have a lot of family to feed, but also bring a lot of olos, because you have the ability to do so, and those are karbanos to Hashem.